The State Employees Association of North Carolina, known as SENIC, advocates for North Carolina's state government workers. It recently cut ties with the National State Employees International Union. The two groups had been affiliated for 15 years. But when the larger union sent its other members to a Moral Monday protest in North Carolina to push back against Republican legislation, it created a rift. WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Colin Campbell spoke with Artis Watkins, the executive director of SENIC, about the decision to make the split.
For some time now, we've been going in sort of opposite directions from SEIU as an organization in terms of how we go about doing our lobbying work for state employees, how we view the labor movement in North Carolina, and it was time, in their opinion, to not be part of the same organization. There's no animosity. Nobody's mad, but we feel like we function better as an independent association.
Does this stem from the fact that SEIU and some of their other operations has taken sort of a more aggressive approach in terms of being involved in public protest, and does that harm what SENIC is trying to do here at the state level in terms of working alongside lawmakers to get your agendas enacted?
I think it can absolutely be harmful because over the years, and there's just been an accepted us versus them mentality with labor and employers, business. That makes no sense to us because we're not anti-business, and we don't think business should be anti-worker. That's ridiculous. We can't all thrive if it's that way. That's the way everything is now in society. People want to be, you know, all one way or all another. Our members are not. They're pretty representative of North Carolinians, and frankly, that's why I think they do so well when they make political predictions, and they, you know, our PAC's endorsements are usually all over the map. That's because North Carolinians are pretty much all over the map politically. So I think that what we see is the need to partner more with businesses, and when you do that, oftentimes you can find such common ground. I think mental health is one of those issues, where businesses are experiencing problems that have been caused by the lack of proper infrastructure based around mental health. And state employees deal with that in their work oftentimes every day. And it's one of those areas where I think partnering with business, we could do a lot of good to try to make sure that issue stays at the forefront. So there's so many issues like that are affecting business and affecting state employees the same. And we want to work with everybody, other labor groups, business, anybody that's trying to make things better for North Carolinians.
North Carolina typically is known as a particularly anti-union state across the board. Has it been a challenge for SENIC over the years to sort of make the case that while we're representing state employees in a way that in another state a union might do, your organization's not actually a union?
Right. And, you know, everybody has their own opinion on that. If being in a union's bad or being in a union is the only way to go, we've only operated in our environment where you can join a union, but you can't have collective bargaining, obviously, as a public employee due to law. And years ago, we tried to get that law changed, years and years ago, when there was a Democratic supermajority, as a matter of fact. And we were not successful in moving that bill. But the bottom line is, it's been our experience. People wanted to join our organization anyway. So it didn't matter whether we had collective bargaining agreements, whether we were part of a union. We know how to collectively get together and express what we need to the legislature to do our jobs. And in many cases, we've been able to be successful. And we were the first state in the country to get $15 an hour minimum wage for public workers. And it was out of a Republican supermajority. But we were the first group in the country to do that. So we think it's quite effective to work the way we work.
Artis Watkins is the executive director of SENIC. She spoke with WUNC's Capitol Bureau Chief Colin Campbell.